Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
And I'm excited about the Canes taking the field again this week. And we will be on the air starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday. Casey Jones and I for pregame. And Casey joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Casey, I'm sorry to be such a bummer tonight, man. I guess I'm really negative today, but how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. But I just want to know, man. We've been good friends for how many years now?
At least
a year.
Yeah, well, right? And maybe a little bit longer, because I knew you a little bit through our mutual friend Randall Hill even before right. We started working together.
Right. But what I want to know is, are you okay?
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. I mean, we got linebackers disappearing in South Florida. Maybe I'm a little bit depressed. I don't even know it.
Well, I think you got something to look forward to, right?
Yeah. And tell me, Casey, I'd like a player's perspective on this. Of course, Casey is a UM Sports Hall of Famer, played center at the University of Miami. What do you think a three-week hiatus is going to feel like for these guys? Do you expect to see some rust on Saturday? How do you think the players have to handle that, both physically and mentally?
I think it's a challenge. You know, I think it's definitely a challenge. Everything has been uprooted. There's been a lot of upheaval. There's been some trauma. You know, people are definitely out of their comfort zone. But I think in this situation, you rely upon, you know, before the game, you rely upon your coaches. Coach Rick seems very comfortable in this situation. You see that reflected in his kids. There's a quiet confidence about them. And then I think once the kickoff goes, I think it's the players. Players take over. And I think you're going to see something. I would imagine they'll be a little bit rusty. They'll be a little winded. All right? 3 weeks off from playing football doesn't help your football shape. And usually it's around this time every year where you're getting guys are just getting their legs under them, getting what you call football shape. So, but I think personnel will take over. Yes. You're facing a good opponent in Toledo to pick the win to Mac. But I think personnel-wise, man-on-man, this is a game that Miami should win, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think in a very convincing way, and I think in a very cathartic way, right? Just imagine these guys have been cooped up for 21 days.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, had some people criticize that their choice is not to play the game in Arkansas State. Right, they have that, and then you go back to the grind of just hitting the same guys over and over again. So I think it's going to be a big moment for this team and should set the stage for the rest of the season.
And, Casey, we talked a few weeks ago. You were a freshman at Miami the year that Hurricane Andrew hit. How many games were postponed due to that? Like, how many weeks off were there? Because I can't remember.
There was zero.
Wow.
So we started camp. We had a couple weeks of camp, and then the hurricane was hitting, and we left for Vero Beach. I think another 10 days, 12 days up there, and then we flew directly from Vero to Iowa City and played Iowa at 8 o'clock kickoff, Kinnick Stadium. And it was 80,000 people booing you. It was great. It was my introduction to college football.
Oh, man. Right? Is that the best to be, to be the conquering hero that goes on the road, everybody hates you, and you get to ruin their day?
But it was great. But on top of the fact, we've been cooped up. Right, we've been hitting each other for all the time. And it was a cathartic, very awesome, very cool moment. I think these kids are going to share that on Saturday with everybody too, with the fans and everybody. Just imagine us.
Yeah,
we've all been cooped up with the hurricane. Right, need something to chew on a little bit, and also just to get back to having fun, you know, and getting back to Canes football.
And, Casey, you mentioned Toledo being a good football team, specifically offensively. I mean, these guys, they're putting up 45, 55 points on a regular basis. They put, you know, and again, they're not facing Miami caliber defenses, but they did put 54 points and 670 total yards on Tulsa last week. And on the flip side of that, Manny Diaz, Canes defensive coordinator, has been pretty vocal that his guys need to play better than they played against Bethune-Cookman, where they gave up 330 total yards and 13 points to a far inferior program.
Yes.
What did you make of that defensive performance in Game 1, KC?
I think they looked a little bit lost, right? I think it had a situation to do with being out there. These are uncommon expectations for a Miami defense, right? And they're bearing that right now. But I think more than anything, it was guys trying to make plays, you know, trying to just play a little bit extra and maybe ignoring an assignment, kind of trying to freelance a little bit. You know, these guys have been patted on the back the entire offseason, which was much deserved, right? But they read their press clippings too.
Yeah.
So they may have been a little bit overconfident, right? But I think, admittedly, the coaches say that they didn't do a very good job of getting guys in and out. You know, this is a defense that's going to play 30, 35 guys are going to be on the field playing for that team every day, and they have to get in and out those substitutions, first down, second down, you know, the quick switches to be able to get guys in and out of the game.
And, Casey, I had also, and maybe this was me just making excuses, but I also came out of that Bethune-Cookman game thinking, okay, Manny Diaz called an extremely vanilla defense because he didn't want to show anything to Bethune-Cookman. Yep. He didn't want to put anything on film against Bethune-Cookman.
No, you figure you'd line up, match up, and win the game, which what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as you saw the game go on, the personalities of the team started coming out, and it got back to their playing Canes football.
KC Jones, my pregame partner, joins me here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. I mean, KC, how excited are you to watch the Canes again after so many weeks? I mean, I'm hoping we don't have a sluggish start or a letdown performance, but I think I'm as excited to watch the game as these guys are to play it.
I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm also excited about what's to follow. You know, you have 11 straight games, right? And you have a couple, you know, tough games. You have a Duke game next Friday night with the primetime game. Then you move on to another primetime game against Georgia Tech. And then you have another primetime game of Florida State. So this is kind of the last warm-up, so to speak, before the big primetime game. So I'm super excited, man.
How do you feel about the offense from what we saw? Malik Rozier, and again, it's so weird that we only have one game in the books.
Yeah.
And in fact, despite Miami only playing one game, they keep climbing in the rankings. They started the season 17th. They're now 14th. They're 1-0. And Florida State, they're like number 11, and they're 0-1 on the season. So it's crazy the way this has worked out. But how did you feel about that offensive performance?
I thought that Malik Rozier went out there and did exactly what the coaches told him to do, right? He carried that out. He executed the offense. I think it is interesting to see that offense with a quarterback that has the ability to run, because it does open up another dimension to that offense. And then I thought that Malik Rozier was walking into an amazing situation, right? That's what struck me about the playmakers that are on the team now, right? Yeah, I mean, you replace Njoku with Chris Herndon, who I think they can use the same way, is a little bit more physical. You can line up at halfback, you can line up at H-back, fullback, in the backfield, you split them out on the slot. So he's going to be a great weapon, right?
Yeah.
You got Lawrence Cager and Darnell Langham, 6'4", 6'5", big targets, going to help him out a lot. And then Mark Walton, man. Mark Walton that was some good football. That was exciting to watch. Right, Mark Walton? What did you think?
Oh, my God. I think he is going to have a chance to be one of the best backs in the ACC and maybe be on the Heisman shortlist. I think he's that good. I was saying that last season as well, but
yeah.
I think this could be the year for him because he's going to be a bigger part of the offense this year.
And coaches say that this is a guy that could have played. He could play any position he wants to. He's the best player on the team, right? And he could have played in any era at the University of Miami, right? That's saying a lot, right? And it's the little things that he likes to do that make him a good football player. He's excited to go into the weight room. He's excited to go in and watch film. He's excited to be around the guys. But he's a workhorse, and he loves football, and I think that's infectious. And that's something that I think Miami's been lacking a little bit, that passion. I think you got to have a guy that has that passion, especially on the offense.
And, you know, Casey, something else I see the positive on this, by the way, in that, you know, in having these two extra weeks off before Toledo, I think in a normal situation, Toledo could be the kind of opponent that, you know, an ACC Power 5 ranked team like Miami could maybe overlook a little bit. But after having 3 weeks between games. I don't think there's any chance they're overlooking Toledo. Is that the kind of opponent? Like, is that a thing when you played and you guys were getting set to take on a team from the MAC or a team, you know, from a lesser conference or a lesser division? Did you ever feel like you did overlook opponents?
Yeah, I think in 94 we played Georgia Southern, right? And we went in at halftime at 14-0, and we got booed in the Orange Bowl. So, yeah, it can happen. It can absolutely happen. Right? It can happen to the best teams and the worst teams. But especially now, I think these guys are, you know, not only are they, I think they've been prepared for this since. This isn't something you prepare for that someone says, hey, we're going to go through a hurricane drill and we're going to uproot you. But with the coaching, the trains these guys have had, there's a, I think there's a quiet calmness, right, with all these guys. And I think they also know, you know, what's at stake. You know, you win this game, you're 14 now. You haven't played in 2 weeks. You're 14 now. You beat this team handedly. You crack the top 10.
Yeah, you're right
especially,
about that.
Especially advancing into these big games. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be when you play Georgia Tech? Where are you going to be when you play Florida State? So I do think they know what's at stake. So I think they'll go out and take care of business. I think Toledo will be obviously very excited. But I think that'll wear off. I think they'll start shutting them down early, going to halftime up 21, 28 points, and then you finish them off in the second half. But what I want is a prediction from you, Donno. I want a score.
You're going to get me in trouble again like you did last
score.
Year.
Let's put something behind it.
Well, let's put some humiliation behind this. Well, I still have the kilt, Casey. I still have the kilt laying around. And maybe I should put that thing back on because last year it worked out that in that Florida State game when I wore the kilt pregame, we were behind like three VIP parties. So very few people could actually see me.
Old business. You have to wear that at least once this year anyway.
I do. All right.
That pays for old business. This is new business.
All right. So here is So the Canes have to cover my personal spread. Now, the actual spread for the game, Miami's favored by 13.5. I go higher than that, of course. I go higher than that. I'm a man. I make predictions here. I'm going to say the Canes win this game by at least 23 points. Is that reasonable?
Right. That's reasonable. Okay. I think you can go 24.5, though.
I'm not letting you talk me into this. 23.5. 23.5 is as high as I go.
25.5.
No, shut up. 23.5. So that's my spread. As long as the Hurricanes, if they win by 20, well, they're not going to win by 23.5. If they win by 24 or more, then I win this bet. I don't have to humiliate myself.
Well, someone write it down, please.
Writing it down. If the Canes win by 23 points or less, I've got to wear my Scottish war kilt to another pregame show.
And?
Well, you come up with something. This is my humiliation.
You
got to come to the table.
You got to wear some kind of funny hat. You got to wear a funny hat. And I'll choose it. I'll pick it.
All right, you can pick it. Fine. Cool. So I'll wear the kilt and I'll wear a funny hat if Casey's choosing. I like it.
I like it, too. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to a fun year, man.
I appreciate it. You want to follow this man on Twitter, @CanesFish. And, of course, you will hear Casey and I on the air this Saturday starting at 11 a.m. pregame, Miami Hurricanes, Toledo Rockets, right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQM. Casey, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you, brother.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.